Welcome to the Spirit-Led Business Podcast. My name is Jason Manning. Today I want to jump right into part two of how to access all that God has for you. You know, in part one, we looked at the parable of the prodigal son, and what we focused on was the father's relationship with the prodigal son's brother, right? We saw there that when the prodigal son came home, his brother was not happy. He was upset. He didn't like this big party that was being thrown for his brother. He didn't like all the things that his brother was receiving. So what does he do? He says, I don't want to be a part of that. He stayed on the outside. His father comes out and says, hey, what's wrong? And he tells his father, you know, like, I've been faithful to you and you have never did any of these nice things for me. He's getting all this stuff. I've been here doing what I'm supposed to do. I've been serving you and I haven't got any of this. And his father tells him something in Luke chapter 15 and verse 31. He said to him, son, you are always with me and all that I have is yours. You are always with me and you have access to everything I have. Although he was not partaking of everything that he had access to, right? And so we were looking at the fact that God has all kinds of promises in here for you, but are you accessing them? And then I told you this cool story about one of the Bible college instructors that I had and how he was on a business trip, right? And he goes to this hotel and he's eating sandwiches every day and passing by a nice spread of food. Well, my Bible college instructor saw that podcast. And he told me further details that really illustrate this point. He said that he had been on that business trip several times before, right? And so he had always passed by this food and never partook of it, right? He said he would go to his room and eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or bologna sandwiches. That was his diet when he was on those road trips. But on his very last day, the last trip that he would ever take and stay at that hotel, he stops by before heading to the airport and he asks the people, hey, what's all this food? He said it was for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Beautiful spread. Like, look, just made it look amazing, you know? And they said, oh, this is for you. You know, his work had him staying in like a penthouse area, you know, really nice. So they said, this food was for you. You know, you can have all you want. And he was like, what? And he said, can I take some before I go to the airport, you know? And so he loaded up and left. So he did get the taste of it. But he didn't get to partake like he could have, right? The other thing that was important to note here was he said that he found out that when he checked into the hotel, they would give him a packet of papers, right? A little packet. And in that packet, it laid out, it listed everything that came with his room. Yet he said, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to read that, right? So he didn't read what all was included, what all was included with his room. How many times as believers are we overlooking what came with salvation? What else comes with us being children of God? Well, when we look in the Word, it lays it out so we can access it. We can partake of these things, of these promises. But there's a way to get them. They don't just fall on you. There's millions of believers that live paycheck to paycheck, right? There's millions of believers that are not living in the fullness of what God has for them. So how do we access these things? Well, we know we do it by faith. God is a faith God. But I want you to look in Mark chapter 11. We're going to start in verse 22. Here, Jesus had just before this, he had cursed a fig tree. He saw this fig tree that had leaves. He was hungry. He goes to the fig tree, but guess what? There was no fruit. So he ends up cursing the fig tree. The next time they pass by that tree, Peter notices that, hey, this tree's withered up. So he says, Rabbi, this tree that you cursed, it's withered up from the roots. And so Jesus goes on to tell him this. We'll start in verse 22 of Mark 11. Jesus answered them, have faith in God. For truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass. He will have whatever he says. Jesus said that if we will believe in our heart and not doubt that whatever we say, we have to believe this. We have to not just believe what the Bible says. We have to believe what we say. That's why it's so important to line our words up with the Word of God. That's why it's so important to feed on the Word of God. Because what's coming out of your mouth, you've got to believe it. You've got to believe that what you say will come to pass. You know, the Bible tells us, how does faith come? It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That's how faith comes. But you know how faith is released? Faith is released with your words and with your actions. You got to say something and you got to do something, right? So let's look at that. He says that truly I say to you, this is Jesus, remember, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. That's key right there. You got to get the doubt out of your heart and replace it with faith, right? Does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass. He will have whatever he says. That's why I tell you, you have access to all that God has. Everything you need to accomplish the will of God for your life, right? It's the will of God. I found this out, that it's the will of God for my life that I have a healthy, strong marriage, that we have a prosperous, financially prosperous home, right? In our house, we don't settle for lack, right? But I found out through the Word of God that is His will for me. Abundance, blessings, prosperity, peace, love, joy. All of these things are the will of God for my life, right? So everything that I need to accomplish the will of God for my life, I have access to it, right? If God gives me a business idea, everything I need for that business to prosper, I have access to. I can access it through the Word of God, and it will manifest in this natural world, right? It'll take place in my life. So he says that we will have whatever we say. Verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. Once again, we've got to believe that we have what we are praying for. And when do we believe for these things? Do we believe we have them once we see them? Or do we believe we have them before we receive them? Well, of course, the answer is we believe before we receive. And the interesting thing is, you'll know when faith kicks in, right? There's a time where you may be believing or asking or saying, speaking something you want to take place in your life, but it feels like a fairy tale. It feels like a dream, right? That just means you're not yet over into faith. When faith comes, it becomes a reality. Suddenly you know that you have what you've been asking for, and it's only a matter of time before that thing shows up, my friend. That's the place of faith, and that's where God wants us. One other thing that we see here that's just important, just as important. Verse 25, it says, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone. You know, there's a flow of prosperity that's going to come into your life, but that can be hindered by unforgiveness, right? We've got to walk in love. Walking in love is so connected to prospering, right? Walking in love, walking in forgiveness, there's a connection there. You don't want anything to block the flow of prosperity in your life, right? You don't want to slow this thing down because you're upset. You've got to always die to yourself, right? Let's look at something else. Another way that we can access all that God has for us. Let's look at Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. And I want to read this to you in the New Living Translation. Jesus says here, I also tell you this, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that you ask, you know, that gets on some people's nerves. If two of you agree on anything you ask, you know, a lot of times Bible teachers and so forth will caution you on not being greedy or be careful what you desire and all these things. You know, when I look into this camera, my audience isn't an audience who I picture as greedy, as they have covetousness in they're coveting in their heart, right? I'm not seeing that all. I'm seeing a group of people who are hungry for God, a group of people that believe the word of God, that a group of people who have a desire to see prosperity take place in their life, to see poverty and lack removed. They want to see the kingdom of God built up, that put the kingdom of God first. That's what I see when I look into the camera. That's why I happily read you this scripture with no reservations. I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, not just anything you need, anything you desire. You know, there's a scripture that says, delight yourselves in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. When you're meditating on the word of God, when you're spending time in prayer, when you're spending time in the presence of God, you know what happens? He begins to deposit desires in your heart. And you know what's good about that? He has every intention of bringing those desires to pass. So one person could look at you and go, your desire to lead your industry or to have a business that's a multi-million dollar profiting business, that is a selfish, greedy desire. But what they don't know, that God dropped that in on you. He dropped that right in your heart, right? When you were spending time with him, right? When I first got saved, I had no idea. All I wanted was more of Jesus. I didn't know that there was any possibility that I could ever prosper financially through the word. I thought I could go out and work real hard, you know? But as I worked real hard, right? Worked long hours, worked down the heat, sweating all day, I was still broke as a joke. It wasn't until I applied the word of God to my life, began to believe it, began to listen to people who had a prosperity mindset, right? That had an overflow mindset, that I said, ooh, there's more to this than what I've been accessing, that what I've been receiving and partaking of. That's when everything changed for me. I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. You just got to find somebody that you can agree with. Maybe your business partner. You and them get into agreement on something and then don't come out. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your prayer partner. You got to find somebody that you can agree with. And then once you agree, like I said, you don't come out of agreement. Here's how the kingdom works many times. You will come in agreement on something, right? You will declare something. You will agree on something. And then the opposite circumstance takes place, right? You could be agreeing that your business would grow into an area. Say the Northwest United States has not been tapped by your business yet, right? And you agree with your business partner, we are going to break through into this area and do business in this area. And suddenly the government passes a law where in that area, your kind of business cannot operate. Then what do you do? Do you say, it didn't work, or I guess we can't go there? No, my friend. If a law can be passed, a law can be undone, right? It can be overturned. So you stay in agreement. Once you make your agreement, you stay there and you will see God faithful. I always say this, if you stick with God long enough, he will prove himself faithful. He wants to do these things in your life, my friend. So these are the ways that you access all that God has for you. You build yourself up in the word, right? You let the word get in your heart. Then you begin to speak. You act, you release your faith. Faith comes and then faith goes. You put faith to work. Faith will work for you. Faith will work for the person who puts it to work. Thank you again for joining me on this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my channel, like this video, share it with a friend. And until next time, God bless you.